I gotta tell you. Emery, I guess you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang, Emery, now, baby.
Wait, no, that's not how it goes.
But it doesn't matter, because here we go with another top-down seatbelt edition of Political QRM. Leaving Philadelphia. We left Cleveland and we went to Philadelphia and we turned around and said, oh my God, I'm going back to Jersey. Please, 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 please. Just get me across the Tacony Palmyra. Get me across the Tacony Palmyra. Get me across the Ben Franklin Bridge. Please get me back.
You want to talk about nausea, agita? Oh, my God. All right. I mean, some of the stuff was disgusting, all right? I mean, we already went over Bill Clinton's speech. But, you know, you go to the last night and you have good old Chelsea Clinton there. She looks like, and she sounded like, I know, but she sounded like it was her very first speech in front of the class and she was 12 years old.
Yeah, in eighth grade, yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And it's just like, oh, my God. Hillary?
I'm giving my first oral report to my English class.
That's what it sounded
class,
like.
Class? No, you're absolutely right. But yet, you know, I mean, look. I mean, we're talking about the Democratic National Convention where they couldn't send people out with a credit card to go buy enough American flags because they didn't have any on stage, but they did indeed in the crowd have Palestinian flags.
Yeah, well, you know what? They did hand out flags the last night to people before Hillary came on stage. And there's actually pictures of it on Breitbart.
But then they turn around and they... Here's this wonderful, wonderful woman, and I don't know this woman. I really don't. I swear
no,
I don't. I've never met her. Here's this sheriff, chief of police woman from Dallas, Fort Worth neighborhood that wants to hold a wonderful and magnanimous for the Democrat Party moment of silence for those of our people in blue slain in the line of duty, their end of watch being all within a few weeks, not just days, not just months, not just years, within a few days and weeks of the convention, and who had to jump right on in. But Black Lives Matter. They can't have a moment of silence for our fallen.
I know. They were booing. They were jeering. It was disgusting. I have no idea. You know, I hope these people do not learn the hard way exactly what service these police give us and how much they give of their lives to keeping them safe. But you know what? If they call a policeman and they don't come, I don't blame
I'm sorry.
You.
No. I'm sorry. I don't want to sound rude, crude, lewd, or otherwise, but you know something? I don't care.
Yeah, I know. No,
As far as I'm concerned, the next time they call 911, if the operator on the other end of the line says, oh, well, we see that on July 21st, you were holding up a banner in front of the DNC saying, F the police. So sorry, sir. We can't respond to your call. Have a nice day and good luck.
I agree. I definitely agree on that because these people are just selfish and it's all about them and they're not based in reality. They're really not. They are not based in reality and they want everything their way. That convention, especially the last day, was... you know, when I finally watched Hillary's speech, I watched the first 2 minutes of it and then I couldn't take her voice. I put it on mute and I put the closed caption on.
Oh, well, that, you know what? I didn't think of that.
I said, I can't do this. And every so often, I would take it off of mute, and I'd go, oh, my God, no. And I'd put it back on mute.
Do you have any idea how much Coke syrup I could have saved myself if I had just put the Coke?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, you look at her speech, and it's like, you know, it's. I mean, she calls, she says, on Tuesday night, I was so happy to see that my explainer-in-chief is still on the job. And it's like, what?
Yeah, because he was busy explaining it to some intern behind the stage.
I know. You know, he looks like he fell asleep. And Kane.
He did?
Yeah, Kane is sitting next to him, right?
He's doing this.
Yeah, I know they're not.
I know the audience can't see us, but, it's that whole thing. Look, I went to college, you went to college, everybody went to college. I remember postgraduate work, and you sit there in the lecture hall, and you know you've got the syllabus in front of you, and you don't have to deal. You've got all the text, you've got all the research work in front of you. So you're there in the lecture hall because you have to be there, you have to sign in.
Right.
But you're sitting there, and you worked all day, and you're going to go to work all night, and this and so you're sitting there, and you're going to, no, I'm listening.
Yeah, but you notice Tim Kaine, though, he was kind of looking around. All of a sudden, he saw the cameras on him. And then he just kind of goes forward a bit. So he blocks the cameras from Bill Clinton.
Right.
Yeah. So it was like, sorry.
You've got to give props to their stage and their production people.
What?
You've got to give props to them. They come out of the greatest pool of news reporters and news producers and news editors on the face of the planet, so they could direct him on stage and say, okay, all right, Mr. Kaine, just turn this way by 12 degrees and stand this way and stand up straight, and you will block the former president, from the...
Is it me, or does he look like that guy down the street that you kind of wonder about as far as, does he have a propensity for little children?
Well, here's my no, I'm not going to go there.
Well, I am, because something about him I just don't like.
I'll tell you what it is.
You can tell me
when he goes when he goes off to DC to do his thing, or what have you, right? Or off to wherever, all the people in his neighborhood when they're interviewed say, "Well, he was a bit of a, he kept to himself pretty much, he was a bit of a loner.
He's married, he's got three kids, I know."
No, I don't want to allude to anything untoward, but isn't that what we always hear?
I know.
Isn't that what we always hear in the news? Oh, well, they kept to themselves pretty much, they didn't talk to the neighbors, they seemed like a nice enough person.
Virginia, my God, what's wrong with you people? Seriously.
Hey, Virginia is for lovers, but not this week.
Oh my God, I couldn't believe that.
I lived in Virginia on and off for years.
I lived there for 10 years. Don't tell me.
I love Virginia.
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I love Virginia too.
Debbie and I vacationed at Island.
I went to two state Republican conventions there. That's how that's how involved I was, in politics down there. Down there, I was asked to handle two campaigns, and I declined because I didn't believe in the people that were running.
I can't say as I blame you, because my big issue with being involved politically was watching a couple of Assateague folds roll around in the sand. that was my involvement.
By the way, they just had that. They just had to swim.
It's that time of year. Yes, indeed. And I loved it. Debbie and I loved it.
That is so adorable,
And it's adorable, but something?
But they
politically it is far more entertaining than
Men. It is. I mean that whole I gotta get back to the speech. The speech was one lie after another.
Oh, and Dick Morris published. Did you see Dick Morris?
No.
Oh God, Dick Morris! Dick Morris. One of their allies in those days. Even though he's got a thing for hookers with toes.
he does.
Well, he did.
He did. Oh my God!
Isn't that what made him fall from grace? Is he was a toe sucker?
What?
Oh, go look.
Okay, I'll have to go look that up too. I'm sorry.
I might.
Are you kidding me? Wait a minute. I'm sorry. He's a
maybe
toast.
Maybe it was Carville. I don't know.
Not Carville. No.
Carville wouldn't suck anybody's toe if it was a.
Dick
never.
Morris sucked toe. Seriously, I don't know about that. I mean, considering everything that Bill Clinton's done, and they're going to get upset about him sucking a few toes.
No. Look, I got no problem with that. I have a foot thing. You know, anyway, so I love. Hey, look, high heels make me just. So I don't want to get personal or nothing, but, you know.
Where were we?
But Dick Morris published.
All right.
Dick Morris published a point by point. Not rebuttal, that's the wrong word. Refutation.
Okay, refutation. That sounds good. I like that.
Of every point she made in her speech, every single point, and about, you know, no. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Back up.
Okay, let's back up.
As you were, as far as Bill's speech in her
defense. Yeah. No.
No. I wasn't talking about Monica. I was talking about Hillary.
Oh, okay, all right, okay.
No, in his, not introduction, that's the wrong word, but when he was bringing up the fact that she deserved to be the next president, he made point after point after point, and Dick Morris picked them apart.
Really?
And when he said, she went to work to help the children, and he pointed out what she actually did. And, well, you know, she went to work for the downtrodden, and he pointed out what she actually did. And it's out there. It's out there. Just Google it and say, oh, my God, just Dick Morris, Bill Clinton rebuttal, and you'll find it. And it's been fact-checked, and it's not. Don't go by Snopes, because as of this week, by the way, Snopes' credibility just went out the window.
Oh,
I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught that. I mean, we all knew it.
We all knew it, for God's
sake.
Those
of us who have been on internet since 1.0, before there were browsers, before Netscape Navigator and, you know, Internet Explorer 1.0, you know, back in the days when it was all just, you know, green letters on a black screen. Snopes is and always will be a tool of the left, and that's all there is. And we've known that. And I mean, it's nice when you want to look up the urban legend of the hook man, you know.
Yeah, sure.
or was it Bloody Mary? You turn around three times in front of the mirror. Yeah, okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That is fine. But when it comes to political stuff, we already know that it's useless, and that's fine. But, you know, to see Dick Morris, come on, Dick Morris, we're not talking about some outsider.
I know.
We're not talking about some guy in the third or fourth court outside the circle. We're talking about somebody who's right there in the bedroom, in the living room, in the parlor, in the kitchen.
Okay, where are we going with this?
The idea is that when Dick Morris refutes these things. Did you see it on MSNBC?
No. I watched it on C-SPAN.
No, but I'm saying Dick Morris's comments.
Oh, no, I didn't. No, I think
so, but all you saw was what the rest of America saw, and that's Bill Clinton and then Hillary with her acceptance speech where she didn't mention the 19-something trillion in debt. She didn't mention ISIS. She didn't mention all these things.
She didn't mention
Donald Trump 23 times.
Yeah, and she also just said, you know, oh, America is great. America's fantastic. Oh, we're safe. And she says, listen to this. She said, America is stronger because of President Obama's leadership, and I'm better because of his friendship. Okay, two lies.
Bang!
Yeah. America is not stronger.
Nope.
And she's better because of his friendship. Lie. She hates his guts.
They have hated each other since 2008. Minimum.
2007, let's face it, yeah. Also, I mean, did you see Bernie Sanders? They focused the camera on him when she was thanking Bernie Sanders.
No. I thought you meant today.
No. He was sitting there, not a smile his face. Nothing.
As a matter of fact, if I had to decide what to call it, I'd call it a grimace.
Yeah. Maybe a grimace, but...
A wince.
That's it. Yeah, that's even better. And I love the way she says... I've heard you. Once you hear a politician says, I've heard you, you know they don't give a damn what
That's
you
right.
think.
right.
And then she goes, your cause is our cause. No, it's not. She doesn't give a darn about your cause.
Well, provided that your cause is her power
cause.
Gaining and yes. money gaining. And, you know, if your cause is making her wealthier and more powerful, then yes, she has. She's her.
But
she's hurt you, and your cause is her cause.
She did make one statement that was unadulterated truth, and that was...
Wait. Let me make sure I'm sitting down. Oh, wait. Okay. I can't go nowhere. I'm in a wheelchair. Okay, go ahead.
She says, she's talking about Bernie Sanders people, okay? And she says, our country needs your ideas, energy, and passion. And then she says, that's the only way we can turn our progressive platform into real change for America. Oh, yeah. That would really change America. That is... Okay.
Come on now.
That's what she said.
I know it's what she said. And nobody's ready to get Snorfest. You know, you got every kind of fest, Grateful Dead, and you got the Vans sneakers, and you got this and the other thing fest, and all these fests, and nobody's got Snorfest going on for the fact that she's just...
No,
just traipsing out the old Democrat line over and over, and it's like everything we've been listening to since 1965.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and here we go. We will not build a wall. Okay, you just lost about 200,000 votes on that one, honey. Instead, we will build an economy where everyone who wants a good-paying job can get one. Not if you're legal. You shouldn't be getting a job in this country, honey.
No.
What?
I'll tell you why. Because they did build a wall, or at least a fence, and it didn't work.
They didn't build a fence. They didn't build, somewhat of a fence.
We built
a moat.
8-foot high, 4-mile long fence.
And they went around it.
But that's the point. They went around it. They went through it. They went over it. They went under it. In the meantime, they got in. So, I guess the Democrats are right. Fences don't work.
Because they put holes in it. What are you kidding? Look,
the poor girl from Telemundo got knocked out, almost unconscious. She got trampled. The poor girl from... What was it, Telemundo? What's the other one? What's the other one?
Univision.
It wasn't Telemundo. It was Univision. She got knocked out. She was unconscious after they came through that gate.
Really?
Yeah. They came through, they stormed through that fence, so evidently, you know what, the Democrats are right, the fence won't work.
Fence won't work. Look, this
but
is
a minefield will.
But, exactly, a moat with alligators in it, yeah, that'll work. Look, this is the upshot of it. She's, from my point of view, she basically just repeated everything that the Democrats have been saying for the past 40 years, okay? 50. And she's thinking that for some reason that this is just going to galvanize not only her base, Bernie's base, and the rest of Americans who are saying, no, we can't have Donald Trump. Look at this wonderful woman. By the way, she wore white. Was she either supposed to be an angel or a member of the KKK?
I don't know, but she wore white at her wedding, and I'm not sure that was a good idea either.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't know. I tell you, the Democrats went to great lengths to keep as much of America out of that convention as possible.
Absolutely.
That's what they did. That's
and
what they did.
And they kept uniformed police officers out.
They did. That's right. There were no uniformed police officers on that floor. Whereas a lot of times when people at the RNC used to refer to that, the cameras used to go right to them. You know, but here
and yet,
it's like,
and yet they had to go crazy trying to figure out which person from whether it was Baton Rouge, whether it was Dallas, whether it was Cleveland, whether it was no matter where it was, whether it was Milwaukee, Detroit, they had to find some law enforcement higher up that was sympathetic to their cause, and they did. They found the one, and she was from Dallas, And yet, when she came to the podium and said, let's have a moment of silence on a stage with no American flags on it.
I know.
And people in the audience waving Palestinian flags. And people say, oh, you know, it's only one flag. No.
No.
It was at least two. And if you really blow the photograph up, you could see at least four.
Let me put it to you this way. What the hell are they doing at an American political convention? What are they? Seriously, this should not even be there. It's not about Palestinian politics. It's about American politics.
It's about American politics. And you know what? It's about American politics. And it is about American politics as it pertains to the state of Israel. And here's the Democratic National Committee, and in their infinitesimal wisdom, mm-hmm. you know, having their convention and people waving Palestinian flags. I mean, why not ISIS? Why not Hamas? Why not Al Qaeda? Why not all these other flags? You know what? But they were waving Palestinian flags, and yet the members of the tribe, MLTs, the mm-hmm. Jews, still line up in droves to vote for the Democrat Party.
Yeah.
This is a party that didn't have any Israel flags, any American flags.
Oh, no, excuse me. They did have an Israeli flag. It was outside, and they were burning it.
No, it was.
Yes.
That's not the same.
I know that, but hey, they can say, hey, look, we did have an Israeli flag.
I did get a hoot.
Wait,
wait, wait. I did get a hoot of the guy. I did get the most hysterical. I laughed for almost half an hour. I laughed at the guy who set the American flag on fire and then set himself on fire.
Wasn't that great? I love it.
Oh, that was the best. Hey, you've heard
me
over and over saying, hey, look, if you want to set the American flag on fire, that's fine. Wrap yourself in it first.
I mean, karma, baby. Karma.
Yeah, but is the karma going to get you?
Yeah. And you know, the thing is that there was a cop there, and he had a fire extinguisher, and he's trying to put the thing out, right? And the guy's going, no, don't you put it out. You know, he's screaming at the cop, and he's going, you idiot, I'm trying to put you out. You're on fire. You know, I was like, jeez, God, officer, you just should have let him burn.
Just let him go.
Let him go.
Let him go.
I'm tired of this. I'm really, hey, by the way.
Darwin was right.
I know. Did you also see the, I don't know if you heard about it at all, that Muslim that got up and talked about his son that died in he was a soldier. I don't even know.
Oh, God, no, I turned it off.
Yeah, well, Trump criticized it. He said, you know, why didn't the wife say something? What's the matter? She can't talk? Or is she not allowed to talk? Right? And it's like, and, you know, now people are getting on his case. It's like, well, you know what? I'm sorry. In a Muslim family, the woman isn't really supposed to say too much.
That's right. She ain't supposed to say nothing unless the husband tells her what to say and when to say it and how.
Yeah, you know, and I'm tired of this. So stop, people. Just stop. I mean, you know, so now, wait a minute. I got to tell you this. I don't know if you heard about this. Did you hear what Cosmopolitan magazine said?
Yeah. other than going past it, in the checkout line, I haven't looked at anything Cosmopolitan's had to say for the last 55, maybe 60 years, you know.
But as sex-obsessed as they are.
Which isn't terribly much, because I haven't seen any woman on the front of that magazine that's had boobs in 60 years.
Yeah, actually, I used to read Cosmo.
Hey, they all look like little
in
boys.
In the 1980s.
I don't know.
But
you know.
Wasn't that bad. Now it's really bad. But anyway, they wrote an article, okay, called The Clintons and the Reality of a Long Marriage, right? They said that the Clintons' 45-year marriage has outlasted the Gores, the first two Trump marriages, and the first two Gingrich marriages. And they also stated that the Clintons are good marriage role models. Excuse me, they don't have a marriage.
Bro, Ken and Barbie?
They do not. The Clintons? They don't have a marriage.
That's what I'm saying. Ken and Barbie? I mean, come on.
It's a business deal. It always has been a business deal.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world made of plastic. You know, look, you know, come on. You know, they haven't.
They're pushing.
I can't think. Other than when Chelsea was conceived, which may have involved laboratory equipment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you know, they just went and had some interns spit in a tube and
I don't know.
Transferred it. you know, to transfer it scientifically from one point A to point B.
No,
come on, look.
But they're really pushing.
Chelsea looks enough like both of them to actually be their biological child, but that doesn't mean she wasn't raised.
I don't know.
No, that doesn't mean she wasn't raised in a test tube.
I don't think. She looks more, and I have to agree with a lot of people.
She looks like Webb Hubble.
She does.
She could have been like in Vito, you know what I mean?
Don't stop. But anyway.
It was bad.
It was bad. I'll tell you, I was just so, I mean, I spoke to a friend of mine, and she said she got so upset she had to go for a swim out in the local lake. She said I was just so hot under the collar. She said I had to get out of there. I was getting too upset watching. I said, nah. I said, I just, you know. But now that it's over.
All right, so you know what? No, it's not so bad. You know, look, she's a friend of yours. I get it. You know, that's fine. So it's okay. It's not the same thing as saying to either Bill or Hillary or even Chelsea, hey, go jump in a lake.
Okay. I think we're getting a little bit off track here, don't you?
No, because yes, you know, she said she had to go for a swim in the local lake.
Yeah, she was getting hot under the collar.
Oh, you know what? But that's okay because... the only time you get Bill hot under the collar is if there's an intern.
Bill.
You know, but it no,
on
but
some
the
more
idea
serious
is look,
things.
No, the idea is look, tell them all to go jump in a lake except us. We need to be standing on dry ground. We need to be standing on terra freaking firma.
Now let me just tell you something. I have seen locally in my town here today, something that made me very, very hopeful, very, very happy. I keep losing you, Lou. What's going on? Okay. Sorry folks. But anyway, we went to a local, it's called the River Fest here, okay? They have all these, it's family friendly and all these different vendors and stuff like this.
Well, we had it today at the Causeway.
Shut up and listen to me.
I'm telling you, we got the same thing here.
Okay, but anyway, and they have all these different vendors and everything like this. In years past, we've only had Democrats there. And I have to admit, I live in a Democratic rich town and area. Okay, they have the biggest mouths, and they've been able to get a lot of seats and everything like that. So you know, and every year at this thing or any other town event, their tent has always been the biggest one, and they've always had people coming in and out. So. It's always been a running joke between Barry and myself every year. Yeah, we'll see the Republicans. They won't be there again and stuff like that. So we go downtown, start walking around, and all of a sudden he taps me on the shoulder. He goes, look, there is a Republican tent. People are all around it. People are grabbing things. We're talking to the candidates and everything like that. And he goes, look at the Democrat. Nobody was there. They had just the operatives sitting there, you know, the local people.
I didn't get a
Nobody
chance.
Nobody was going in.
I didn't get a chance. I wish I had gone today.
No, but what I'm saying is this is monumental for my area because
this
area, never happens. Never.
Oh, my area. Two election cycles in a row. Two election cycles in a row. You couldn't drive across the causeway in Naples without seeing, you know, it doesn't matter whether it was a Maine plate, a New Hampshire plate, a Vermont plate, a New York plate, a New Jersey plate, Obama, hope and change, right, all over the place. But today it was the same exact thing here. I didn't get a chance. Debbie got me a sticker for my wheelchair. You know,
Trump sticker?
Yeah.
I got mine.
You got one?
Yeah, I got one.
I got a little round one and I got a regular one. All right.
No, because Barry wouldn't let me get a
Who was standing there in the Hillary tent but like three or four operatives, apparatchiks.
That's about it. Yep. That's all that was there.
And now this is the same thing. This is a local event, you know, at this time of year, you know, the Causeway, which is It's not like there's never enough traffic on the causeway anyway. You know, I mean, you know, it's the only road through, you know, and so therefore, you know, let's block this with an art show and, you know, all the, you know, crap, you know.
Sure, why not, right? Yeah.
All I want to do is go pick up a prescription. It's going to take me 45 minutes to make a 12-minute. There you go. Make America great again, baby.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, 45 minutes, and I don't even have to cross the causeway to get to the Rite Aid. I'm talking about getting to the Rite Aid on this side of the causeway and back, and it's 45 minutes, let alone get to the other side of the causeway, which is an hour and a half. We're talking a three-mile ride. You know, so there you go, and you look, and there's the pop-up tent, you know, the, what is it called? I don't remember. I had one. It was one of those pop-up tents.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and there's all the Democrats under there, and there's three or four apparatchiks under there, and they got bumper stickers, and they got signs, and they got lawn signs, and they got this, and there ain't nobody there.
Exactly. See? Yep, exactly.
And yet,
we
know the local Republican operatives, and we couldn't get to the head of the line to get a sign. That's all we wanted was a sign and a bumper sticker. No, we couldn't get there. We had to wait 25 minutes to get up to people we knew, people who know us, to get a sign and a bumper sticker. So, you know what? And I mean, we're talking, I still looked around. People from New Jersey, people from Connecticut, people from Mass, people from Vermont, people from New Hampshire, people from, you know, all over the place, which is, you know what kills me? Why don't you people in New Hampshire have lakes?
Have what?
Lakes.
We have lakes? Are you kidding me?
What the hell are you all doing here?
We have tons of lakes. You kidding? Right down the street from one. You kidding?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
We call them ponds. Except for the big, big, big one, which is Lake Winnipesaukee and a few other lakes. But we have some ponds here that we call ponds that are actually lakes.
Don't they have lakes in Vermont?
Yeah, not as much as we have here. I'll
or Ontario or whatever. Don't you people have lakes? Why are you here?
Are you kidding? I have people up from Mass up here. And it's like, get away from my lake, please. I mean, you know, but anyway.
Yeah, everybody's got to go somewhere else. That's what it is.
Yeah,
you all come here and they all come here.
Okay, no, so
but I'm saying is the Republican tent, and I looked, and there was the Libertarian tent.
We didn't have that, no. That doesn't
No, they were there, they were there, no, they
yeah,
were there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, and all four apparatchiks for Libertarian Party were there, and all four followers were there, so there was eight people under the Libertarian. And the Green Party was there, and that meant all four apparatchiks from the Green Party were there, and both supporters of the Green Party were there.
Mm-hmm.
So that was six, you know. And the rest were they were either all under the Republican tent, or, you know, an equivalent number were under the Democrat tent. So,
right.
You know, even here in Maine, as blue a state as it is reported to be.
Right.
There was a lot of red going on. There was a lot of red going around.
Exactly. People are getting fed up. They really are. I think people have gotten fed up. And I think a lot of people are going to be voting for Trump. And because, you know, they're tired of the political correctness. They've seen it kill. Seriously, literally. Political correctness
literally
kills.
Literally kill.
It kills.
It does.
I mean, let me put it to you this way. Case in point, all these people that have committed these horrible... I'm not talking about the Black Lives Matter people. I am not talking about these people who go out and kill cops. I am talking about what happened in the... when Congressman Giffords got shot. I'm talking about what happened in Colorado and in Connecticut that time. These were nuts people. These people were insane who should have been in mental institutions, but yet because of political correctness...
It's not just that.
That's part of it, though. I mean,
oh, it is. It's part of it. But Amory, look. What? When you look at, there's a graphic out there floating around that our listeners can go and look.
Yeah.
When it comes right down to the last, you know, 23 or more attacks on U.S. soil,
mm-hmm.
how many of them were carried out by registered Democrats versus how many of them were carried out by NRA members?
That's true. Exactly. Yes, you're right on that point, too. Yeah.
These people are all registered Democrats.
Uh-huh. I know.
Even Hassan, you know, in Fort Hood, was a registered Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, these people are all registered Democrats,
And you go to the other side, the other column, and it says NRA members. And there's nobody there.
Yeah. I know.
And you, even if you carry it over to the next column, and there, you know, registered Republicans, there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you carry it out to the next column, and it's registered Libertarians. There's nobody there.
That's right.
You know, it's and all registered Democrats. I mean, these people actually go to the trouble of registering to be in the Democrat Party.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, because they know that the Democrats are going to make excuses for their actions. They know that the Democrats are either going to try and say, oh, well, they have this illness or that illness, or, you know, they had a violent, oh, the latest thing, violent rampage. Not a terrorist attack, but a violent rampage. That's what's going on in France, okay? That's what's going on in Germany right now. You do know Merkel wants to bring in more refugees.
And there's a big, yes. big push against Merkel, grassroots populist push.
That's right. And they already had a very, very large, a whole bunch, not only in Berlin, but all over Germany, protests against her.
It's in Dusseldorf and Baden and you know, all these places. A huge push because of the fact that these people have had enough. And then
yes.
Germany, I'm sorry, Germany's in trouble.
Yeah, we see that's the thing about Germany, too, because I also saw some people wearing T-shirts that were talking about another German Reich.
You know what? That bothers me.
That bothers me also.
But that's
unfortunately,
the natural.
I know. That's what happened when the Weimar Republic was... installed. You remember?
Well, I mean, I wasn't there.
I mean, you're old enough to. okay, sorry.
Yeah, but
you know history.
I do.
You know, so.
I remember the Weimar Republic. I remember Vichy's France. I remember all these things, and yet, you know, people don't. And they look back and say, "Oh, how could this happen? It happened before. This isn't something new."
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that time it was the Jews, this time it's the Arabs.
Yeah, it's true. But wait a minute. So you're saying they're blaming the Jews or they're blaming the Arabs?
Oh, no, this time they're blaming the Arabs.
Well,
in 1933, they were blaming the Jews.
Yeah, but the Jews had nothing to do with it. The Jews
were
good citizens. You know that as well as I do.
They didn't have it, but I'm not talking about. I'm talking about with the brown shirts and the black shirts and the gray shirts.
Yeah, but unfortunately, the brown shirts and gray shirts, whatever, it's based in fact. Yeah, the Muslims are to blame for it.
With the Jews, no, it wasn't.
Oh, no,
but
they
now
were,
with the
they were hand in hand with a lot of the Muslims and everything. Oh God, no, Hitler was. Real good pals with a lot of the imams.
And if it wasn't for Hitler, it would have been, you know, whether it was Eichmann, whether it was Himmler, whether it was, you know, Goering, it didn't matter because they had all that stuff going on and they were raiding everything they could in the Middle East and Algeria and Morocco and, you know, look.
Mm-hmm.
They blamed the Jews the first time out. That didn't fly, obviously. We won, you know. But,
right,
you know.
Yeah.
But now they're blaming the Arabs, and they're so gun-shy over what happened with the Jews in the 1930s that they're not facing up to the fact that this time we are right.
Yes. Yeah.
Last time they were wrong, no two ways about it, and we kicked their butts because of it.
Yeah, but unfortunately this time they're right.
And
but
Angela
unfortunately,
Merkel...
But unfortunately... The area is fertile for this movement again in Germany to come back alive, and I don't like that. That's what really bothers me.
So they're using two-legged and three-legged and five-legged swastikas because in Germany it's against the law to use a four-legged swastika.
Really? I didn't know that. Seriously?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, okay.
They're using three-legged, which, by the way, is popular here.
Mm-hmm.
And five-legged swastikas, which is popular in the Low Countries.
I didn't know that.
And six-legged, because in Germany, proper,
mm-hmm.
since the fall of the wall,
mm-hmm.
and before the fall of the wall in West Germany,
okay.
the four-legged swastika is against the law. It's been against the law. It's against the law to be a Nazi. It's against the law to walk around a Nazi.
And also the salute, the whole thing.
The salute, all that stuff has been against the law in West Germany.
Yes.
And since the reunification, it's been against the law everywhere. But the idea is that so they skirt that issue by using an extra leg or too few legs or what have you. And but it's still the red band with the white background and the black cross, crippled cross, crooked cross, whatever you want to call the cross. You know, whether you face it backwards, frontwards.
Yeah.
You know, at a little
bit
of an angle.
I can see people being outraged.
And they use a torch motif, or they use a skull motif, or they use whatever motif they want to use.
Skull motif was right out of, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Well, the Gestapo, the SS, they all used it. But the idea is that they're all using this, and they're skirting the issue of the law. They're staying legal, but barely. And you know what? You've got to look at this and say, oh my God, are we going to go in for World War V?
See, that's five.
Well, three, we entered in 2001.
Well, yeah, but no.
You know, four, we entered with the coalition in 2002 and three and four.
I don't know.
Look, I'm ready for DEFCON 4, and I know KT McFarland is into DEFCON 3. She's been into DEFCON 3 for the last 15 years. I'm sorry, Katie. It's time for DEFCON 4.
We've got actual
attempted beheading of an American police officer by a guy yelling Allahu Akbar today, or was it yesterday? I'm not entirely sure, but recently, in the last 24 to 48 hours, we had an American police officer almost beheaded by a guy yelling Allahu Akbar, and that means it's here. Mm-hmm. Whether you want to count the Arabs raping a 5-year-old disabled girl, whether you want to count, you know, the overage kids in high school assaulting teachers, whether you want to count it as a, now we've got people yelling Allahu Akbar and assaulting police officers with the intent to behead. It's here.
Yeah, it is here. But we're not getting people who are acknowledging that. Still. They're still drinking the Kool-Aid that Hillary and Bill and the rest of them are handing out. They think that this country is wonderful the way it is. They think that everything is hunky-dory. They think that opportunities abound or not. And, you know...
The thing is, nothing is free in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And even the Kool-Aid isn't free, even though they're not paying for it.
But they don't understand.
But even though they're not paying for it, the Arabs are paying for it. The Muslims are buying the Kool-Aid and feeding it to the Democrats.
Mm-hmm. And this Tim Kaine, did you know, he said that he is a Pope Francis Democrat, which means obviously he agrees with everything that Pope Francis is saying.
They praised him. They praised Tim Kaine. They praised him as the Catholic... Not the Catholic League, that's Bill Donahue.
That's Bill Donahue. No, Bill Donahue will never do that.
But there's another group of Catholics that think he's the greatest thing. Revered him at Mass in the Vatican.
See, that's the thing. That's why I'm not kidding. I am not going back to church until God calls Francis home. And I mean that seriously. I mean that seriously because this man, and you do know that in Poland, he is now in Poland. And
they're not happy.
No, they are not happy at all. They are not happy because they are very, very strict Catholics and they go according to Catholic doctrine. And he is not what they want to see in a pope as pope.
And neither for that matter was Benny.
But they liked him a lot better.
Oh, they liked him better than they like Frankie.
No, they did give him the respect due. Here, they're not even giving him the respect. He's there. That's fine. That's wonderful. That's, you know.
That's right. Okay. His Holiness Juan Perón
landed in out.
Yeah, exactly. Have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I, as lapsed a Catholic as I am, I can still see exactly what the polls mean by it.
Of course, yes. Yeah.
And, you know, look, the fact that the Uber, whichever direction you want to call it, is starting to show up in Europe, and I don't mean just Germany, I mean in England, I mean in France. In France, people are starting to arm themselves, even though arms are against the law in France. Mm-hmm. People are starting, you know, kind of like here in this country where we want to pass all kinds of gun laws, but the criminals still get the guns.
Yeah.
You know, and they're starting to do that in France, and they're starting to do it in England.
I hope so.
But, you know, people are starting to buy pre-ban weapons.
I didn't know you could buy weapons over in France legally, the guns. Well,
you can. You can buy them legally, but they have to be what they call pre-ban. In other words, they have to be a certain, they can only be shotguns, and they can only be of certain gauges, and, you know,
right.
That kind of thing. All Any right. ammunition is difficult to come by, you know, but that you can get it. And same thing in England. You can buy certain arms in England, and you have to get them registered, and you got to go through a process. And stuff. But people are buying them, and they're buying 12 and 15 and 18 shotguns a year.
Okay.
And they're buying, you know, ammunition. And the thing is, you know, because in these countries we have internet, not so much neutrality, but we have internet freedoms that a lot of places don't have. Mm-hmm. And there are people who are doing things like ordering certain kinds of ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ordering them through offshore offshore sources, through offshore sources, through offshore sources, in either a Tor or a Vidalia network, and that means that the IPs are shielded for, you know, 12 or 15 mm-hmm. Steps back. And it doesn't matter whether it's Sweden, whether it's Denmark, whether it's England, whether it's France. I mean, these things are all starting to take place. And
there's one thing that bothered me, though. You say people are starting to arm themselves in France and Germany and everything like this. Did you know that in Normandy, the local mosques refused to bury those two guys that chopped off the head of the priest?
No, that I didn't know.
Okay, but wait a minute. This to me, and because I am a suspicious SOB, they are refusing to do that.
No, you're a DOB.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. But they said that they're refusing because that's not what Islam is about. Please. I mean, come on, folks. So this is what I'm thinking.
Does they protest too much?
I'm thinking no. This is what they're going to do. I honestly believe this is going to happen. It's going to happen in the United States. This is going to happen. You're going to find part of the Muslim community coming out and saying, oh my God, and being just so overwhelmed with grief and anger about these people that are doing things against Islam and everything.
Allah's work. Yeah.
They want to calm down the rhetoric, okay, from people in France, Germany, and everything like this, and America, okay? And it's a tactic. I honestly believe it is a tactic. And then, okay, so you figure, who are these people going to be voting for in the United States of America? They're going to be voting for Hillary. They're not going to be
voting for Trump.
No, God, no. So basically what they do, it's a tactic. Oh, you know, come out and then people go, oh, wow, the Muslims aren't as bad as we thought. Look, they're just as outraged.
It's a tactic. You're absolutely right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Girlfriend, you are absolutely right. I can't concur with you more without everybody seeing me, and I'll clap my hands.
Okay, no, seriously, I mean, that is just, because you know what, everything here is about, it's a chess game. You know, what move are they going to make now? What's their next move? And this is their next move.
And wasn't chess a product of the Crusades?
Was it? Obviously, yes. King, knight.
No, I don't know if it was or not, but I think
I have no clue.
I think I remember.
No clue.
No. I think I remember seeing that something that, people in Saladin's court used to play or some such all crap, right. And that's how it got to England. I don't know. I'm shooting off the hip here. But the idea is, look, come on, face it. They're masters at manipulation.
Yeah, they are.
They're masters at information, misinformation, disinformation. You know, what do you want? What do you want? What do you need? Oh, shut up, Lou. Okay. I don't know. You're waving at me. I don't know what's going on.
No, I wasn't waving at you. I was not waving at you. Absolutely not.
But look, they're masters of every kind of, other than legitimate information. You know, come on, they've got the entire world thinking that if it wasn't for the Muslims, there wouldn't be science. Don't they? They've got, if it wasn't for Muslims, there wouldn't be astronomy, there wouldn't be pi, there wouldn't be zero, there wouldn't be, algebra.
They made all of these advances in science and mathematics and everything. Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what they did do. They did bring us some.
They learned how to use camel dung 250 ways. That's what they learned how to do. Please.
50 ways to use your camel. No, I mean, look, I'll give you this. They did bring us some pretty neat, and you're going to hate me, but they did bring us some pretty neat, some pretty attractive architecture.
Yeah, on some level, but after they basically took over other countries' architecture.
No, you're absolutely right. They did. They took over the whole thing, the Romanesque and the Gothic, and they did. They took it over. But they brought that flourish to it, which I'm sorry, I find very... Look, I've been to India, I've been to Pakistan, I've been to Afghanistan, I've been all over South Asia, I've been to southern Spain, and into Toledo, and I've been at Alhambra, I've been these places, and I got to tell you, they're very magnificent.
Well, honey, that's the only thing they ever had time to do. I'm sorry, I do not have...
Magnificent! No, I don't have any respect for them as people, but yet the architecture is kind of... I just think it's beautiful.
Well, you have to understand, they were also Arab, many of them. They were Arab. So it's the Arab architecture.
Yeah, we get it, absolutely. Yeah, it came out of Algeria, Morocco, and Libya.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. But the idea is, it's. I don't know if you've ever been to the Taj Mahal.
No.
Let me tell you something. You should put it on. I'm telling you, put it on your bucket list.
Bucket list, yeah. That's not a bad idea.
No, I'm telling you.
No, I've always wanted to visit the Taj Mahal. I have. But right now, no place is really safe, unfortunately.
Well, no. Well, you know what? No. India's not so bad. But I'm telling you,
it's not as bad as look. There.
You don't want to go to Eritrea, right? or Somalia. But I'm telling you, if you go to the Taj Mahal, and I mean this for all of our listeners, and I've been to Egypt and I've seen the pyramids,
That's another thing I always wanted to do, see the pyramids.
I went and I paid $5 to see the Sphinx.
I did, and
for $2 more, they took me around the back to see the Sphinx. he's gonna
cut
that.
You're a sick man.
No, but I'm telling you, you go. I've been to Egypt several times. I've been to Cairo, Giza, etc. Karnak, the Valley of the Kings. I was there. When they filled Lake Nasser. These things are significant, and the fact that the Muslims are
they would gladly get rid of them.
They're doing exactly that.
Yes, I know.
In Ur of the Chaldees, some of the things that have the very earliest biblical reference. And they're blowing this stuff up because that's not of Islam. You know, and I look one of my favorite presenters, and he's, you know, he's a commie son of a gun. He's a, you know, commie bedwetter, no two ways about it. Is Michael Wood did a lot of BBC documentaries, you know, he did the Story of India for anybody who's got, you know, whether it's Netflix or Amazon, I don't care which, you know, YouTube, whatever you find it on. Phenomenal series, but yet, you know, he's anti-Western, even though he's an Englishman.
Right, of course he is. Yeah.
And, you know, but to see him talk about this stuff, and yet he goes back and revisits where he had been before, and saying, oh, we have to use file footage for this, because since we were here last, the Taliban, or the Al-Qaeda, or the Boko Haram, or the Hamas, or the Hezbollah, blew up all this stuff, even though it's our fault because we're Western and they're Eastern, you know. I mean, even though but they blew it up. Here's this stuff that's 2,000, 2,500, 3,000, 3,500 years old. And because it doesn't have anything to do with Allah or Muhammad, we're blowing it up. Mm-hmm. But it's our fault because we're Western.
I know. Another thing is happening now. Turkey. The quote-unquote coup.
Oh, the country. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Turkey. Not the bird.
Not supper. Okay.
And so you're going to find a lot of Christians there being killed, jailed.
We already are.
Yeah, I know. It's going to get even worse.
Seeing Muslims of different sects.
They've already targeted a Protestant church. They also have, Erdogan, he just basically cut down, how many media outlets did he close? 300
all
or something
of them.
Like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much. I think there's like three left. I mean, you know, all of it, Amory, all of it. And it's not just Christians, and it's not just Protestants, and it's not just Jews. There's other Muslim factions. I mean, this guy is all out, total, full tilt boogie out there saying, okay, here we go. I've got my green light.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is that damn coup, it was put together by him. That was put together. I'm sorry. That was not put together by the military.
Orchestrated.
It was orchestrated by him. It was.
Because if it hadn't been orchestrated, how did it fail?
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't even in the country. And, gee, all of a sudden he came home to this great welcome like the conquering hero. So I never liked
him.
How
do you get a majority of the military and still fail? They've got tanks, they've got howitzers, they've got cannons, they've got rifles, they've got this, that, and the other thing. Oh, and the people in the streets have things like, rocks.
I know. Please. It's ridiculous. Hey, by the way, so that's another example of Europe.
Erdogan, yeah.
Yeah, and everywhere else in the area, just going down the tubes. I mean, everybody, these countries are giving into Islam. You know, I have to ask, what is Merkel's problem? Seriously, what is her problem? Does she hate Germans that much?
Really? No, she's an unrequited dyke.
I don't know what it is. I'm just very upset.
No, she wants a woman and she can't have one.
No, stop. No.
Wait, well, come on, look at her.
Oh, come on. No,
I mean, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't touch her.
Well, maybe somebody else, some other man would.
I know, there's something for everybody in this world, but as far as I'm concerned, she's an ugly. I don't know, maybe she's a transformer. I don't know.
Oh, stop. But
look, come on, face it. I mean, look at her. What's the excuse? Come on, she ain't getting enough, period. Or maybe she ain't getting a period and that's enough. I don't know which way to phrase that. Put one in front of the other. Come on, look at her. I mean, I don't know.
Yes, I have looked at her. My God, okay.
No, I don't know what this... I don't know. Amory, I swear to God, I'm not being facetious here.
I cannot... I don't understand.
I don't.
Except the fact that she did grow up in East Germany. And this is her payback for Western civilization.
Yes, so did my German Shepherd.
Huh?
So did my German Shepherd. He grew up. He had a complex because he was an East German Shepherd. I mean, come on, you know, but still... He got over it.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you remember that congressman, Hank Johnson?
Oh my God! Mr. Glom's gonna flip over.
Glom's gonna flip over. He has come out with a new one.
Yes, he did, didn't he? Yes, he did.
The Israeli settlers are just like termites.
Yes, and they're gonna rot your house out from under you.
Isn't that amazing?
Georgia's House District Number 4 must be the seat of intellectual capacity in the entire state. Georgia's House District 4.
What is wrong with these people?
Georgia's House District 4 has got to be the seat of higher learning and intellectual capacity in the state. It must be. Mm-hmm. Because those of us who believe in such things as reality have got to be left trailing in the dirt compared to them.
That's right.
They keep voting for this dopey bastard.
Talk about stupid.
When he made that whole comment about Quam, you'd think.
Quam? I know.
You would think the people would turn around and say, I voted for him last time, but you know something? I think I'd better, who's running against him?
Cabbage Patch Doll,
John Doe, I don't know, Ken from Barbie and Ken.
I'll vote for them, yes, exactly.
I'll vote for them, yeah. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, that's a ticket, come on, the guy's saying that an island is going to flip over. Maybe we should rethink this. But now Israel, the Israeli immigrants, the settlers and stuff are like termites that are going to eat your house away. And by the time you figure it out, your house is falling down. And then I'm looking around and I said, wait a minute. Just when I think, there's a thing going around the internet saying, just when you feel really, really stupid, remember, there's a guy out there who believes Guam's going to flip over. Just when you think you find yourself really, really thinking, oh my God, did I do something really, really stupid? Remember, there's people out there voting for Bernie Sanders.
By the way, a lot of the Bernie Sanders people now are switching to Jill Stein of the Green Party.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And so, she may actually garner 8% of the vote.
Well, it's going to be 8% of the vote taken away from Hillary Clinton, and I am very glad about that. Yes. Hillary, by the way, has...
But we're also going to pick... No, wait. Some of them are also going to go to Trump.
Some of the ones who I think that are fed up with the system as a whole will go to Trump.
Because he's anti-system.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's what it will be. But if they are more into the socialist type of ideal, they will go for Jill Stein, and they have. So, I think that's...
Or for the other schmo.
The one, a libertarian?
Yeah.
Gary Johnson. Yeah.
This isn't his first rodeo.
No, it's not. It's not.
And Bill Weld.
Oh, God, Bill Weld. Come on. Give me a break.
I'm sorry. Wait for me to stop laughing. Bill Weld. Oh, my God. You know, wait, exactly which barrel did they have to scrape to the bottom?
I know. It's like, oh my God.
I mean, why didn't they just go and dig up Muskie? scraping the bottom of his coffin couldn't have been as far down as scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Oh God. Hey, by the way, listen, there have been three debates. Well, they're talking three debates between Clinton and Trump, okay? And guess when two of them are scheduled? And Donald Trump is having a fit. They're scheduled opposite NFL games. Yep.
Why would he be having a fit?
Because...
I would think that would work in his favor.
No.
I would think that would work in his favor.
That works in Hillary's favor because a lot of people will not be watching it. They will be watching the damn game. I'm going to be one of them.
Let me tell you something.
By the way,
This is why I say it'll work in his favor.
Why?
Because it doesn't matter if you watch the debate or not. If you're going to go and watch a football game, you already got your man made up, and it ain't for Hillary.
Very good point. I did not think of that. Very good point. Yes, that's true. Because, yeah, I'll be watching it.
Because you know what's going on in the world, and you're going to go watch football.
Football. You're not kidding, baby. Which, by the way...
And you don't give a shit if they put the right amount of air in the... I apologize. Pardon my friend. You don't care if they put the right amount of air in the ball or not.
Hey, listen. Don't give me that.
Because if there's anything Hillary knows about, it's underinflated balls. What?
Oh, no, the comment I was going to make. But that's okay. I'm not going to do that. Who knows who could be listening. Yeah, and don't start on the underinflated ball, please. Tom Brady is out. Excuse me.
He's going to miss four games.
Yes, I know, and that's bad.
He's going to miss four games because he didn't have his balls as hard as Bill did.
Let me tell you something right now. It's not his job as quarterback. As a matter of fact, quarterbacks from around the league have said, well, you know, seriously, I like the football to be a little bit softer, and they have taken the air out. Some of them like it a little bit harder. Okay, and they have it. So, you know, a lot of the former football stars, quarterbacks, have said, you know, I don't see what the big deal
is. Did they interview Monica?
Shut up.
Did they interview Hillary?
You are getting off base here now. You are getting off the track.
Wait, no, I'm not being off the track. I want to know how our presidential candidate feels about how her balls are inflated. I mean, come on, face it, that's why she wears those pantsuits. Nobody wants to see them big hairy things hanging out from under a dress.
Will you stop?
What did I say? I'm just calling it the way I see it.
Look, let me tell you something. Hillary Clinton that night, as she waddled
across
the stage. See, that's the thing. I like my president to stride to the podium, not waddle.
Oh, she can't with them things hanging down there.
Will you please stop that?
I'm sorry, I'm Italian.
Yeah,
you like this? This is Debbie got me this.
What is that?
See, that's a mason jar, right?
It's a mason jar. He's showing a mason jar. Okay.
Yeah. And she got this thing here. This lid?
It's a lid.
And it fits on a mason jar.
Okay.
And she fills it with my iced tea and ice.
Okay.
And it's got a little sip. It's like a sippy cup for grown-ups.
Okay,
yeah.
For grown-ups. Okay.
Because I saw you looking at it, and I didn't want people...
I'm wondering what you're drinking, my dear.
It's iced tea. It's honest to God. It's real life. And it's fresh fruit. This ain't no powdered stuff. No. Debbie doesn't make me powdered stuff. She won't give me that.
She loves you. Right, that's good.
I have no idea why, but she does.
Yeah.
You notice she doesn't chime in every once in a while to sing Mustang Sally, you know, I mean, come on.
After today's podcast, I'm going to say, yeah, I don't know why she loves you.
And I haven't had anything to drink yet. Except
I was going to say, God, that's why I was wondering.
I
have to focus on this. I'm not going to watch them. I used to sit in front of the television as a child, just like I used to watch the conventions. I used to watch the Olympics. I haven't watched the Olympics in years. However, you do know that they're basically telling the swimmers not to open their mouths.
Don't open your mouth. Don't open your eyes.
Don't open anything.
Don't open your mouth. Put earplugs. Put nose clips.
Oh, my God. How disgusting.
Look in your...
Oh my God!
You're swimming in a cesspool.
Exactly. I'm like, really? Do you really want to go down there and risk your health and everything that you worked for what? A lousy little.
And when you're done swimming in the cesspool,
they're gonna take you to the hospital.
And when you're out of the hospital, they're going to take you back to the Olympic Village where you can take a chance at flipping a switch for the lights and having it explode in your hand and the light blow off the ceiling and then the toilet back up and, you know, oh my God.
Oh God. You know,
they chose Rio. Why?
I've got a great idea.
Corruption in the International Olympic Committee. No, none at all.
Why don't you guys just go and live in Beirut for a few weeks?
I don't know why they don't just. You know what? I don't know why they don't just put it. I don't know why they don't just put it permanently
in Greece.
In Greece.
I think that would be an.
I think it would do the Greeks a whole lot of good,
and I think it
would do the Olympics a whole lot of good. And with a summer, and you know what, winter they can put them in Switzerland because the Swiss don't care, you know, about anything, you know, and you know, well they do, but they just don't show it, you know. So put the Winter Olympics in whether it's what's the name of those towns over there? They had it there once. Fort, not Grenoble, that's France.
That's France. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
It's Stadt.
No, you want in Germany, or you want Norway, or one of those?
Oh, in Switzerland, because they don't owe nobody nothing to Swiss.
Yeah, sure. I
except
think
the Vatican,
would,
but that's okay. Yeah. That's different.
Yeah. I think,
you know,
that would be a great idea.
Put it with the Winter Games in Schweiz, and put the
Schweiz. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Schweiz in Switzerland.
Oh, Schweiz. Okay.
Schweiz, and put the Summer Games in Greece where they belong, because after all, that's where the word Olympic came from.
That's right.
And just put them there permanently, and stop the doodling around and worrying about who's paying off which third world country leader of the International Olympic Committee. You know, and all this other stuff, countries that don't even have anybody involved in the games because they can't find three people in the country that can fence or work on a parallel bar. You know, put them in Greece and put them in Switzerland and just call it a day.
Yeah.
Build a permanent.
I think that would be fantastic. I think. Yeah.
And a permanent Winter Olympics, and just leave it there.
You have all the countries that take part to chip in, and
no, they don't chip in.
No, they all chip in, and
then they pay.
Yeah, chip in, and then but the home country takes care. I mean, just to build it, and then the home country takes care of the maintenance and everything like that.
Yeah, until it's over, and then look, come on, face it. Look at all these. You can go on Atlas Obscura or any one of a number of sites and see all the Olympic villages that are sitting there. I mean, come on, look at Flushing Meadows after the World's Fair 64. There's nothing there except the Unisphere.
That's right. Nothing.
You know, look, I mean, you know, the look at Chicago. Look at the fairgrounds from Chicago in the 1939 World's Fair. I mean, there's nothing there. You know, the Olympics are the same way. Look at all these Olympic villages. Look at Beijing. You know, I mean, there's absolutely nothing for 12 square miles except falling down abandoned, you know, stuff.
That's right. I agree. You know, the place in Sochi, Russia, where they it's a ghost town.
Look at here in America. Look at the where was it? The Winter Olympics were up in New York State there that
Lake
time.
Placid?
Placid,
Lake,
and there's what? There's Lake one Placid. Speed jump. You know, look at all these Atlanta, you know, and stuff. I mean, these Summer Olympic Games places, there's like, oh, well, here's where we used to, you know, have the main parade with the torch.
Yeah.
You know, well, what else is still here? Nothing.
Nothing, exactly.
You know, what about Beijing? No, nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know, what about Tokyo? No, nothing. You know, what about, you know, Istanbul? Well, no, nothing. You know, it's all got, you know, why not just put it in one place, you know, in Athens, or whether it's Athens, or whether it's Mycenae, or whether it's, you know, Sparta, Sparta would be perfect, you know. Put it in some place in Greece for the Summer Games, and some place in Switzerland, because nobody cares about Switzerland, they don't care about us, that's fine. That makes it perfect location for the Winter Games, and besides, they actually get winter there for like a long time every year. You know, so, you know, make it permanent in one fixed place, and that way nobody has to worry about the taxpayers footing a $12 billion, you know, project that's going to come to... Monstrosity is going to come to naught.
That's right. No, I agree. I agree, because right now you have people who have worked their whole lives to attend the Olympics like that and like this, and they're going to be putting their health at risk. I mean, to me, it doesn't.
You remember Los Angeles? You remember Los Angeles Olympics?
Yeah, sure.
With the eagle dude, you know, floating around. I stopped watching the Olympics after that. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because a lot of the real, honest to God Olympic Games, fencing, you know, sword play.
Right. I know a lot of them were dropped.
You know, boxing, you know, and things like that got replaced with stuff like ping pong.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Rhythmic dancing and synchronized swimming.
I know.
And, you know, for those of us who are not quote-unquote sport-oriented,
right,
but have experience with such things as swordplay.
Yeah, I know. See.
And boxing and things like that.
Fencing is a combination of physical strength and the mind.
Do you know what those of us who fence call it?
What?
Physical chess.
Ah, I never thought of it that way.
That's what we call it, physical chess.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Shut up! I'm not talking to you!
Obviously not, because I don't read sign language.
Shut up! I'm not...
Well, yeah, I do read sign language,
but not,
you know,
that type.
It's Italian,
yeah, okay.
Sign. Not in English, in Italian I own. But anyway, no, you know, look, I watched after, you know, the Olympics in Los Angeles, I watched a couple of times, and I'm like, wait, where's fencing?
No.
Oh, it's on at 2:30 in the morning for 25 minutes on
Not
whatever
even. Are
channel.
Are you kidding me? No.
And I'm like, wait, well, what about boxing? Well, yeah, that's on for an hour and a half at 4:30. Wait, what about, you know, oh, no, but we've got synchronized swimming. Which, actually, that year made a Saturday Night Live skit, by the way. I don't know if you recall.
Yeah, it should be.
You know, synchronized swimming, and it was a couple of guys, and they did, I don't remember, Dana Carvey or somebody. I don't remember who it was that year that they did a synchronized swimming gig. And rhythmic floor exercise. I'm trying to watch somebody do something on the parallel bars because that's what I did in high school, you know, pre-AAU in high school. And I want to watch, you know, gymnastics. I don't want to watch rhythmic floor exercise with a ribbon on a stick.
I know. Anyway. What is that? God, people.
You know, and I want to watch fencing. I want to watch sword play. I don't want to watch this... You know, ping pong. Ping pong. We're not ping pong.
Ping pong is what you did in your basement on rainy days.
Yeah, right. You know what happened? That's back in the days when those of my peers had pool tables and they got bad grades, so the parents put the ping pong table over the top of the pool table so they couldn't play pool until their grades came up. That's what it was.
I had no clue.
Because when you bought the pool table at Branch Brook Company, it came with the tabletop that went over the top of it to play ping pong on. So that way when the kids didn't get the grades you wanted, they put the top on it, you play ping pong because you wouldn't allow them to play pool, which was okay because we used the net as a backstop to shoot craps. But that's besides the point. You know, what we actually did with it was beside the point.
Right.
No, but, you know, look, why would anybody, you know, it's one thing to say why would anybody watch the Olympics considering the fact that, I mean, even though it's all same time zone as us now, so it's not like we have a play.
Right. Yeah, I think they're Atlantic time zone.
You know, they're an hour out. Okay, so they're GMT minus 3 instead of GMT minus 4. But the idea being that, you know, why would they go and actually participate when they're taking... And it's not just Zika virus from a mosquito, and it's not Chagas disease from a kissing bug.
Yeah.
It's swimming in a cesspool.
I know. It's disgusting. But so that's coming up this week.
We used to take special precaution not to fall in punchy pits with human excrement on punchy stakes. On purpose.
I know.
And they're going to go swim in it.
I know. It's ridiculous. But this week, the Olympics, if you want to watch it, good luck.
Won't be watching.
I won't be watching. And here now, the real fight begins for the White House. And
less than 100 days.
Yes, it is. Less than 100 days, my
gosh. How did we get away from the conventions?
How did we get away from the conventions? It's a natural order of progression.
Didn't we start out at the conventions?
Yes, we did. Because
an hour and 21 minutes?
I cannot talk about the convention, especially the Democrat one. I think we've spoken enough about it. Between this podcast and the former podcast. No, I don't want to do it anymore.
When are we going to...
Thank God the Democrat convention is over.
As the three witches in the Scottish play said, when again shall we meet?
Well, I don't know. We'll just have to keep an eye on things. And we're trying to do this at least twice a week, right?
Oh, I'd do it every day if you let me.
Hey, I can't. I don't have time here. I'm doing a lot of things here.
Oh, yeah. You people with things to do. You really, really get in the way of those of us who have nothing to do with our lives.
I got things to do. Oh, I'm just going to tell you, I'm thinking of joining... I don't know how I get myself into things like this. But I think I'm going to take an EMT class and joining the local ambulance corps.
Good for you!
You think?
Oh, good. Well, I don't know if it's good for you. Hell, I'm not entirely sure it's good for the public at large.
Shut up!
You pull the paddles out and go, who'd you vote for? Oh, really? Are you sure?
You didn't? Oh, sorry.
Hey. Oh, you voted for who?
No, wait, tell me. No.
You're not going to put them on their chest from 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. You're going to put one on their forehead and one on their foot.
I am not.
Give me 7,000 watt seconds.
You're mean. You're very mean.
Who are you
going
to vote for in November? I was thinking Hillary. Are you sure? No, I'm not sure. No, please. I'll vote for anybody who tells me to. Just please.
Please, give me the fan. Oh, don't.
Hey, you know, it reminds me of that old Cheech and Chong where the old man, you know.
Sign the paper.
Signs and papers.
I don't want to.
I don't want you broken my hands.
Signs,
you remember that? Oh,
of course I do. Signs and paper, old man. I won't sign the paper.
I'm watching a horror movie. Oh, is that Jane Fonda, man? No, not that kind of horror movie. Good morning, class.
Young man.
I went
Give
to that.
Give me that knife.
I had Sister Mary Elephant. I went to St. Rita Moreno High School. You know, I'm Our Lady of Great Agony Primary School. I did.
Class. Shut up!
Thank you. And then I got a job keeping kids from hanging around in front of the dungeon. Oh, Herbie, come here, man.
Pee-Pee was here. Ooh, Pee-Pee
anybody,
was here.
Anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about is missing some...
Oh, God.
Grew up in the generation of teaching.
When they were in their prime.
Grass and Woodstock and Frank Zappa Mothers if you don't know what we're talking about, you're either way too old or way too young, and it behooves you.
Or have no sense of humor.
Not just a sense of humor. No. Sense of humor can be developed.
Oh, totally.
It behooves you.
Not in this day and age. I'm going to tell you right now.
Stop right here. Stop right now.
Okay.
Stop right now. Before we go any further, stop and then back up and replay it so you get all those band names, you know, like
I don't remember the name of the band, but the name of the album was Childhood Garden of Grass, and then there was also Cheech and Chong, Big Bamboo, and a couple of other albums, and then there was also Frank Zappa and the Mothers, and one of my favorite things by Frank Zappa and the Mothers was Billy the Mountain, mm-hmm. and Dirty Love, you know, Dynamo Hum. You know, I mean, these things are important to us. Why? Because Frank Zappa was a genius. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean he was a genius because it is a, the man, you know, people say, oh, you know, drug culture. No, the man didn't do drugs. Mm-hmm. He named his daughter Moon Unit, and he named his son Dweezil, and he didn't do drugs. The only drugs he did were caffeine and nicotine. He drank a lot of coffee and he smoked a lot of cigarettes, but he didn't do no dope. Mm-hmm. And that's important. You know, Cheech and Chong, well, you know, that's a different ballgame. George Carlin, god. Lenny Bruce, god.
No. George Carlin. If you haven't heard George Carlin's albums, that's another one you have to listen
to. And they're on YouTube.
My gosh.
Occupation Fool, FM and AM, An Evening with Wally Londo. You know, all these say, what am I doing in New Jersey?
The Hippy Dippy Weatherman.
Al Sleet, the Hippy Dippy Weatherman with all the Hippy Dippy Weatherman. You know, it, you know, the weather tonight is going to be a large Canadian low, which is not to be confused with a Mexican high, man. You know, so. You know, I mean, come on, this is important stuff. This is where we end up going wrong. And I'm not saying George Carlin was wrong. Yeah. Commie Pinto bedwetter that he was, but I'm not saying he was wrong. Yeah. I'm saying this is where things changed. This is where the summer of love, this is where Woodstock met.
All right. Let me just tell you something. You and I don't have the same opinion of Woodstock. I think Woodstock was the biggest piece of crap. Okay, I do.
We have the same opinion. I'm just a little bit more. I'm just a little bit more mercurial about it. That's intelligent.
All right.
I think it was a complete and total waste of humanity, as far as I know. Please don't take the brown acid, man. You know, no.
I know, it's just like there's some bad acid going around, man. I was like, oh, please.
As far as I was concerned, that wasn't even a public service announcement. That was a preventive. I mean, as far as I was, let them all take the brown acid.
Who cares? Yeah.
But you know, no. These are the differences. This is a defining. This is a demarcation between generations. Right. This is where we go from people who grow up listening to Gracie Slick and Jim Morrison and Janis Joplin and you know. And then we get into people like Kurt Cobain and stuff. You know, this is the demarcation. This is where we go from people saying we have every intention of grasping, carpe diem, our own destiny, ripping it right out from under the underwear of our parents, and we're going to grab it and we're going to run with it, to people saying, well, now that you did that, can you take care of me?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, well, you know, I'm not sure. I think I've been triggered. I'm in college now, and I think I've been triggered. Like, somebody said something I don't like.
Where's my safe space?
Where's my feelings? Where's my safe? I need Play-Doh.
Yeah, where's my safe space?
This is a demarcation point. This is the same thing as when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor. This is when Hitler invaded Poland. This is D-Day. This is a demarcation line of our generation.
All right.
I'm sorry. I thought you were asking how I really feel.
No, I did not. Hey, you know.
This is important stuff, and people don't get it. They don't get it, Amory. Come on, face it. You know, we're a little older. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, but a little. Mm-hmm. Not a lot, a little bit older than these people who have kids and grandkids. Mm-hmm. My granddaughter's 22 years old. My niece is 20. My other niece is 19. They don't know. They just don't know. They think it's new.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They think that Bernie and Shea and Karl Marx and Stalin and Lenin and Trotsky, they think this is all new. They don't know that for the last 100 years we've been beating them back, saying, no, it doesn't work. They think it's new.
Yeah, I know. I know, they do. They think it's they've come up with this on their own. Yeah.
And not only that, but this time it'll work. I'm telling you, it'll work. Yeah, it'll work exactly. This time. It'll work this time. Why do you think it'll work this time? Because my sociology professor in women's studies
said so, yeah.
Said so. You know, what? Yeah.
And I trust him or her because they just know everything and they've just been really nice. And, oh, you know, they have all these degrees.
Yeah, and my dad is paying them 100 grand. And my dad is paying 100 grand a year to tell me so.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah, they have all these degrees, and yet that doesn't mean that they know a damn thing. They know how to read a book. That's it. They know how to read a book. That's it.
All
oh,
right.
Well,
look,
folks,
in
I
an
think,
hour.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up, folks. It's been fun.
Oh, God, has it been fun. You know what? I can't think the last time I had this much fun, and I haven't even had a drink yet. I got to go
Isn't
have a drink.
Great? Go have a drink. Then Debbie can revel in the fun with you.
I should have had a drink.
Yeah, maybe you would have been calmer. You think?
Me?
Yeah, you think?
Well, you're talking to somebody behind me, right?
No, you. You. Yes.
Maybe I should have had a drink. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. Maybe I've always been so collected and in control of myself because I've always managed to have a drink beforehand. But this time I didn't.
There you go. The real Lou comes out.
The real Lou. That's right. Oh, my God. Don't let this out. Come on.
Folks, don't let this happen to you. Believe me.
No, okay. Not only that, but don't let it out. I mean, I got a reputation to uphold.
I know. As a curmudgeon? As a curmudgeon?
Oh, stumbriag. Oh, stumbriag, that's what I
mean. Stumbriag. Okay, folks. you know, I had
Emery,
a whole bunch of things today, and I didn't
real,
get to any of
fun.
Them. Yeah.
It's been real, it's been fun, but you know what? I'm going to go watch Star Trek, because at least those people have an idea what's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
You know the nice thing about watching Star Trek?
What?
The future looks pretty good.
I know. We'll never see it, but it looks pretty good.
You know, I watch the Jetsons. I watch the Star Trek. I watch the Star Wars. I watch all these things. And you know something?
Yeah. No, I don't. What?
Ain't none of them say Black Lives Matter.
That's right. It's all lives matter. Right?
You ask Jean-Luc Picard how many lives matter, mm-hmm. and he's going to tell you every last one of them.
There you go.
And with that in mind, whether it's the United Federation of Planets, whether it's the European Union, or whether it's the United States of America, everybody says the same thing I say. May God bless the United States of America.
Samson, speak. Good boy.